Senior Story, A Brave Victory, Chapter 10. Ari hugged Brave. Without Miss Terry standing ready to help when it was time for the flyaway, she felt alone and scared. She closed her eyes and prayed, "I need you, Heavenly Father." Then she saw herself standing next to Keen, looking out his bedroom window at the stars. She heard herself speaking, "Sometimes Daddy can't come to be with you because he's not here, but God will always be with you." Then another voice whispered from deep inside her. It was her mom's. "Do you believe your own words, Ari?" She would soon find out. Ari was up. Miss Jenna set Brave where Ari could see him during her tap swings. "I will be brave because you are with me, God." The judge saluted her. Ari visualized herself doing each skill perfectly and did not allow her mind to wander. And now it was time to dismount. First tap swing. "I see Brave," she said aloud. Second swing. "I can do this." She let go of the bar too early and landed, leaning too far forward. She took a giant step to avoid falling and caught sight of Brave above her. She quickly lifted her head and chest, regained her balance, and finished without a fall. She grabbed Brave and was engulfed by her teammates, shouting, "Ari's going to level 7! After celebrating Ari's victory with popcorn and a movie that night, everyone was feeling pretty tired, but Mom trotted off to study. "I've discovered my weakness. It's those nasty geometry proofs, so I need more work on them." "Mom, I think you're going to pass next time," declared Ari. "Keen, what are you doing?" asked Ari. "I want my bed over there," he pointed to the window. Ari helped him push it across the room, then read him a few Bible stories. "Do you want your nightlight over there, too?" asked Ari. "No, I'm not afraid. I can see all the stars out the window, and I know who lives up there."
"Who?"
asked Ari.
"My heavenly dad."
"That's right, Keen. And he's always with us, wherever we go."